There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Just a couple of days left in 2014. How you spending them, America? Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on ATN. I hope you don't have the flu. For goodness sake, the flu has exploded across the United States. I can't believe how many people walk around and don't cover their mouths. For goodness sake, it's like this. I'm going to simulate it. Ready? This is radio. Here we go. I covered my nose and my mouth when I did that. It wasn't an actual sneeze, by the way. I didn't sneeze all over the microphone. I was simulating, and I think I did a pretty good job. I'm serious. I've seen people eating out at close tables and stuff. And I'm thinking, I just want to hand them a Kleenex. Please do not spray particles toward any of us if you're coming down with the flu or cold or whatever it is. Some people around me anyway, and some of you have sent me emails about this, are excited to ditch 2014. You're ready for another year. What is it about 2015 that has you so excited? Is it that you want to ditch some of the bad news that surrounded you or some of the things, the hills and the valleys and the peaks and everything else? That's life, right? It's all about the adventure. One day you're up, the next day you're down. That's how it works. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you think the biggest story was of 2014? And we've been playing some interviews that I thought were significant that we had here on America Tonight. Some famous people, some just interesting people, topics that we talked about. Ebola, we had Dr. Stone, who we let you hear last week, who had come back from Liberia and told us what it was like and seeing the people and how they react in West Africa. The Ebola crisis absolutely was certainly one of the top stories of 2014. Everywhere I went, everybody was talking about Ebola, 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 Ebola. How worried are you about Ebola, Ebola? And there were sad things that happened off our shores. The ferry that capsized off the coast of South Korea. So sad because you had teenagers, 300-some dead. And I thought, what if that happened in the United States? The outrage. And there was outrage there as well. And, of course, the captain of that ferry who just abandoned ship, forget about it, he's a goner. It tried, true, and done, pretty much. They shut the book on him. I mean, there's national mourning. There were yellow ribbons they're still wearing. Terrible, terrible thing. And there were interesting, fun things that happened in 2014. So it wasn't all negative news. Politically speaking, boy, oh boy, it was topsy-turvy, certainly at times. The kick-in of Obamacare, the obliterated computer, people trying to sign up and then getting a grace period. And now, coming up this year, we've got the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments on the subsidies issue, and America Tonight is going to be there. We'll be broadcasting from Washington, D.C., right next to the Supreme Court for a couple of days, the day before the oral arguments and the day of the oral arguments. So that should be pretty interesting because now the fines are kicking in for people who don't have health care, too. And how many of you, so here was kind of a joyous moment, right? How many of you were glued to the tube to watch, of all things, I know they're soccer fans, but to watch soccer? Because you were hooked into the World Cup. You wanted to see what Team USA was going to do. You were a believer. It looked like they were making some moves. It looked like some good things were happening, and good things did happen for Team USA. And then they lost. And then Germany won their fourth World Cup in Rio de Janeiro, right? So there were certainly highs in the year. It was absolutely a memorable year. Aren't they all? Aren't they all? And we'll continue to discuss them over the next day or two and then look at resolutions, or what I think should be the resolutions for some politicians, people in business, just in general. And I'm not much for the personal resolutions because I think you set yourself up for failure when you do that. Yeah, like goals are great if you have two or three of them, or, you know, to-do lists. This is what I think the problem is in Washington. How about if they whittled down what they were going to try to accomplish, and how about if they read a bill all the way through? How infuriating is it as a taxpayer when you have these big, thick bills, hundreds of pages, 1,000 pages, whatever. And the person voting on it, of course, they don't have time to read that whole thing. So there's aides and other people highlighting the key components, but then you're missing things in between. Whatever happened to, yeah, you can't really go through the cliff notes. Here are the big pieces we can extract, but you need to really be able to read it, like a reading time. You know, I interviewed Rand Paul before he became the senator from Kentucky, and I said, what's so different about you? What are some of the key things you think should happen in Washington? Because we already were talking about log jams and approval ratings that were dismal, and that was one of the things he said. The reading period, the time to actually know the legislation or know more about the legislation. And one of the most powerful things that we don't do as humans often is communicate well. And in communicating well, you have to ask a lot of questions. You know, you don't understand. You're asking, well, what about this? And what does that mean if that kicks in? And what are you talking about fines? And what does this subsidy mean? And what is that going to do to someone with this income? And what happens when you say they can keep their health insurance, but then it turns out they really can't because that changes? What about asking questions? Because you would have time to do that. There would be a more thorough discussion. Let's put it that way. Definitely a more thorough discussion. All right, one of the cool things that we did do this year is I got a chance at the beginning of the year. It was in February. Went to Grenada. Went to St. George's University for a virologist conference as a journalist. So I had a chance to, and this was a year for viruses, for goodness sake, look at Ebola. But other things, chikungunya now that is ripping through the Caribbean. They were talking about it to me back then, saying, you wait and see, this is going to be big and it's going to go to Florida and other people are going to pick it up because of getting on planes and the kind of world we live in now. And I talked to a great doctor there, Dr. Cal, I call him, a smart man who took me through a lab and talked to me about different viruses. And there's a little snippet of that coming up. And also, tragically, we lost some wonderfully talented people. Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of them. People talked about, oh, what a shame, how horrible. And, of course, he was self-destructive and heroin and, you know, drinking and other things that happened in his past all bubbled up into a tumultuous end to his life, which was sad. And now there are movies that came out later in 2014 that he was part of, including Mockingjay, and he is no longer on the earth. So we talk about that. And also Bobby Kennedy. Bobby Kennedy, with the whole jumping into the middle of the vaccine fray, realizing it's like the third rail. So not so much about politics, but about specifically about something that's affecting a lot of people. He wrote a book about it and where he thinks it needs to go in the United States. So that was pretty interesting. It was the same. We talked to him the same weekend he married the actress Cheryl Hines. From she was on Curb Your Enthusiasm and a bunch of other movies, I don't know. But anyway, the focus with Bobby was about this book and vaccines, and that's even in Grenada, that was an argument there. What vaccines do people need to have? Do they need to have vaccines? Are certain things being pushed? So pretty interesting stuff. All of that coming up round the bend here on America Tonight. Plus, coming up in the middle of this segment, Cal and Walter Biondi also joins us. What a crazy story he has. Homeless to a millionaire, not overnight, but what a story. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight. To finish up with the Philip Seymour Hoffman conversation, if you look at the research or the numbers, the sad numbers, 95% of the heroin that is now smuggled into the United States actually originates in South America, sometimes Mexico, and the fatal heroin overdoses have increased. This number is staggering, 45% from 2006 to 2010. There have been over 3,000 deaths reported this year, and they think the numbers are going to continue to rise. And younger and younger, there's black tar heroin. I used to hear about this in the high schools, which is crazy. And it's taking its toll on a lot of young people. He was 46. He had the money to be able to purchase what he wanted to get, but not how, you know, not what that, what was inside that heroin. And, of course, abuse of it could lead to death anyway. Whatever it is that you do to your body, eventually taking a toll. And if you're taking other things, what happens is sometimes, as a doctor explained to me once, somebody who starts out abusing something like oxycodone, for example, then they graduate to the hard stuff. So this isn't a surprise. We know if you chase the chain, right, then they end up maybe in heroin. And they build up a tolerance to that. And they that's the thing that they rely on. So they buy more and more heroin, and they can get it pretty cheaply on the black market. So this might have been the demise of Philip Seymour Hoffman, what he was getting, and the abuse of it, the availability. And what is the availability of high purity heroin on the street level? And the fact that it's being abused by younger and younger people is just crazy. And they suspect that perhaps the heroin he had, and this is what they're trying to figure out, might have been laced with fentanyl. And then that would have done the damage for sure. But he had the history of substance abuse. So the fact that he was found, as Tomas describes it, I mean, this would be the thing to show people. He was in the bathroom with the syringe stuck in his arm and 50 to 70 bags, small bags of what was looked to be like heroin was there at his house. I mean, how sad is that? And we'll see what this autopsy ultimately shows us. All right, so there I was in Grenada at a virologist conference, which was completely fascinating. The things that I learned and the things that I'm going to bring back to this show were just amazing. Some of it pretty scary, but worth knowing and arming yourself with some of the facts and looking at what you can do to protect yourself. We had the run of West Nile virus. I talked about it in the great state of Texas and how many people were affected by that, and all the arguments over spraying and what about, you know, anything you could do to get rid of the standing water and where these mosquitoes would ultimately turn up, and how frightening it was to have neighbors down the street who died because of a mosquito, because ultimately that's what happened with West Nile virus, not too far from where I set up shop here on America Tonight. So I had the fortune to spend some time with Dr. Cal McPherson. And this is a guy who's been to 50 countries, lectured in 50 countries. I mean, you know, pick the place because he's so brilliant. Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, South America, of course, the United States. He worked in various positions with the World Health Organization, and just, you can tell, not only does he obviously know his medicines, not only does he know his science, is probably the better way to say it, because he knows about parasites and epidemiology and all that kind of stuff, and has the massive degrees from, you know, all over the place, but he gets it. He knows how to break it down in layman's terms. So we were in a lab, and I want you to hear part of the discussion as we talk about a specific kind of mosquito and what happens. Take a listen to this.
Well, this is Ascaris. It's one of the largest parasites on the planet, and about 1.2 billion people have them. And it's a disease, it's called the neglected disease of poverty. It's one of the neglected tropical diseases. It's spread by people who are infected, pass out eggs in the feces, and these eggs get into the environment. And after a few weeks, they become infective, and then people ingest the egg with the fully formed lava, and these parasites then migrate from the gut through the lungs. They cause a pneumonitis, so they coughed up and they go back to the gut.
What's the result of that if it's not treated?
Well, you can get obstruction. You can see the size of them. They do tend to migrate, so they'll suddenly appear at the back of your throat. Or they can appear in all sorts of places. They can cause appendicitis, pancreatitis. When you treat them, it's quite spectacular because they all come out at once.
What's the treatment for that?
Albendazole is a treatment for that. A single dose, and it works very well. It's a great tablet. the treatment. It can be given by high school teachers, and so school-based programs are being run to get rid of this parasite globally.
And is it, where would you find it in the worst regions you would find it?
All over the tropics. Obviously, everywhere around the sort of equator globally has a lot of this. But it's not just restricted to the tropics. It's found as far north as St. Petersburg in Russia.
Wow, so pretty scary, huh, when you think about it. You heard him describe that. To me, when I was hearing him saying that it works its way, can work its way all up the body, very scary to think of the what happens with parasitic diseases and diagnosing it and being able to see it and watch it. And that's what he certainly has focused on. And by the way, thanks to St. George's in Grenada, because I can't say enough about, again, what I learned there. And Dr. McPherson was one of many people I had the chance to spend some time with. He's the founding director and VP of an agency called Windrift, Windward Islands Research and Education Foundation. It's so you know, it's a nonprofit, independent nonprofit that's there on campus, and their whole goal is to advance, you know, health and environmental development through research and education programs and that kind of stuff. Because with educating people, especially the poverty stricken. You know, obviously, you can try to stamp out some of the things that are happening, some of the scary things that happen to people when they don't realize what's going on. And, you know, that goes further into the viruses, too, as well, which we'll be talking about throughout the rest of this month here on America Tonight. You can tell, obviously, and I paid attention to what everybody was saying, influenza is the one that I have to deal with, and probably some of you as well, because of what we've seen with the weather. Where in my life, I go from one extreme to the other. Either it's hot, and then the next day, it's all of a sudden 40 degrees colder. And we've seen that this year in Texas. So influenza is obviously a very contagious thing, and you can be either mildly hit with it or severely hit by it. And I got to tell you, it's pretty nasty stuff, and I'm sure some of you have dipped into that pool, unfortunately, this season as well. And on the East Coast, boy, they just cannot, I said this already, but they cannot seem to get rid of snow. When at the end of it, at the end of the season, and who knows when that's going to be at the rate we're going, how much snow do you think is going to be dumped on parts of the Midwest, let's say the upper Midwest and the Northeast? Who do you think in the war of my snow pile is bigger than yours? Who do you think's going to win that battle? Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
About our next guest here on America Tonight. Walter Biondi joins us, and what a story he has. If you don't know the story, I think you know the name, Walter Biondi, but if you don't know his background, it's interesting because Time Mag just came out with, actually Time.com, I read it the other day, came out with a new report that talked about how high the record numbers are of kids who were homeless in 2013. 1 in 30, which is incredible. And these statistics come from the National Center on Family Homelessness, which is, staggering the number. It's like almost 2.5 million children. And it just, I'll tell you, it just breaks my heart. And Walter knows all about that. And he was somebody who was a homeless teenager who just rose to the highest heights, including director of U.S. Marshals Services. Walter, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
What would you take us back to that experience, what it was like for you when you were one of those statistics and how you climbed your way out of that?
Well, I was a runaway and I made some bad decisions in my life and I paid some serious consequences as a result. I can't blame it on anybody. I blame myself, but I was 15 years old and I ran away from home and I was a wretched street kid. I had no one, and I had nothing. But at first, there was a feeling of euphoric, unsupervised freedom, a 15-year-old able to do what he wants. But reality quickly set in. And in a period of time, it didn't take very long, I began to starve. I was cold, hypothermic. I ended up stealing bread just to exist, kind of like Jean Valjean did in Les Miserables. Mm. I ended up stealing empty soda bottles so I could sell them for 2 cents a piece just so I could buy something to eat. I can remember sleeping in the back of empty cars. I looked for garages that were empty in the wintertime so I could just sleep in a garage. Leaned up against a glass door at the town library so I could absorb the heat emanating through the glass so I could try to keep from shivering throughout the entire night. And over a period of time, I became hopeless. I just felt as though my life was going down the tube. I was scraping rock bottom. I didn't feel as though there was much left for me. And all that euphoric fun I thought I was going to have quickly turned into the reality of just trying to survive. And it was a difficult process. I went through a nightmare.
Well, no kidding, that description. And so after that, you know, the starvation you're describing, terrible, the hypothermia, the things that you encountered on the street. I mean, didn't you just want to give up? Did you feel, wow, all hope is lost? And like you said, that euphoria is gone. And now I am at the rock bottom and I'm just a kid. How did you know when it was time to do something, when enough is enough as far as that's concerned?
You're exactly right. I did go through that process where I wondered whether or not I was going to be facing a life of going in and out of jails, whether or not my health would deteriorate to the point where I would meet with an early demise. And there came a point in time when I was sitting in a jail, and as a runaway, you try not to let people know that you're a juvenile. So I tried very hard to not get detected, but I was found eventually and charged with something which I didn't do. And I remember sitting in that jail cell, looking out through the bars, saying to myself, is this the way it's going to end? And I had a piece of paper that I had been given by an uncle many years previously, which said on it some words which at first blush may not mean much to people, but I researched it, even at the young age I was at, and those words were, you are what you think most about. And so I went to the town library where I had gone many times to wash up, to get drinking water, to use the toilet facilities, and where there was a friendly librarian who would wink at me as I went in and out of that library from day to day. And I asked her, where can I find something with these words in it? And she knew right away who it was. It was a motivational speaker named Earl Nightingale, and she put me on a phonograph record with headphones set on my head, and she said, listen to this. And after about 15 minutes, I had a spark, if you will, a feeling of, I think I understand what these words mean, and ultimately those words changed my life. It's called The Strangest Secret, if anybody wants to look it up on YouTube. It's a wonderful story, but it was a story which truly made me feel as though I had fire in the belly and I could do something with my life, and I began to plan for things that I needed to do. Not having gone past the ninth grade in the public school system, I went on to get a bachelor's degree in college, graduating with honors, passed the law school exams, was admitted to a law school, and then went on in my career to do very well.
Wow. And, you know, you heard me mention the statistics at the top, and we know that people are in these dire straits. What can they do, or what can we do, actually, to help perhaps a homeless teenager? Because, Walter, you know, now it's so sad. Some are getting kidnapped. They're sold into slavery. We have some terrible things happening to homeless teens. What can people listening to us right now do to help?
Well, you're right. Terrible things happen to me and others that I know of as well. I have tried to help people out throughout the years, and I still do to this day without mentioning names or situations. And when you encounter such a person, especially a juvenile, what they're trying to do is to avoid being detected. So it's going to be hard to try to sit them down and talk to them unless they've been apprehended. But if you know of anybody who's on the street who looks destitute, realizing what kind of fate awaits them if they aren't saved in some way, the only thing that I have been able to succeed at doing was to find that person who was at that weakest moment, just like dealing with an alcoholic who finally hits rock bottom, is to say to them that there is another way and to try to talk to them. There are services available through governments to try to deal with the situation, but the reality is that sometimes government can approach these situations a little too coldly, and to try to talk to a youngster and to help them to realize that there is more to life than what they are doing and how they're living, and that they can indeed have a bright future. I like to tell people that inspiring somebody is one thing, but to help them aspire to something is totally different. And I would say that to that youngster, you can be that moth that's drawn by the light of the nearest light bulb, like all moths, or you can be that moth that's drawn by the light of the most distant star and reach further and go further and do better. And so I would try to help motivate them, inspire them, and through that process, help them find something to aspire to do with their life, even if it's just baby steps.
So you knew once you heard the calling and once you heard the strangest secret, you got that fire in the belly that you were talking about, your life turns around. Did you ever imagine, though, that you would have climbed to the heights that you did, for goodness sake, the director of the U.S. Marshals Service? I mentioned that, chief inspector for Interpol.
Never. No, I never did. I had a desire to serve the public, to help people. I entered into law enforcement. I'm surprised they took me, quite frankly, but given my past. But there were reasons why they did. And ultimately, I just worked hard. I always have worked 60 hours a week or more. I always tried harder. And gradually, I began to climb that ladder out of that deep hole that I had dug for myself, and to just climb up into new jobs and higher positions, and ended up being one of the directors of the U.S. Marshals Service, one of the commissioners of the U.S. Customs Service, chief inspector at Interpol, and ultimately getting the highest award president can give a civil servant, which was the Senior Executive Distinguished Award of the Year. And so I never thought that those things were in my future. But I was always working towards improving myself and trying to do a better job and to accomplish things that I had never previously thought possible. I like to tell people that when I run into obstacles during my life, I didn't sit back and say, woe is me. Instead, I said, I'm either going over it, around it, or through it. And as the years went by, I tried very hard to find ways to accomplish those goals that I set for myself, knowing that there were going to be failures along the way, and I was going to need some help from people along the way, and they were there for me as those years went by.
Love that story. And you've got a book out, the new book, The Promiscuous Puppeteer. Love that title. You're going to have to explain.
Well, The Promiscuous Puppeteer title is about a woman, a very unique woman, a one-of-a-kind woman. The book itself is not a cookie-cutter type book. It is different from anything else that most people have ever read. But the title derives from this woman having had a promiscuous past, but she bettered her life and began to form a charity, and using her skills from being on the street as she was, and as I had been at one time, she found a way to compromise people who needed to be compromised and to manipulate them and certain events and situations in a way where she could control them and control the outcomes and benefit her charity and benefit people who needed some assistance in the calling that she decided to follow. So she became a puppeteer in that sense, that she controlled people and events. So the title of Promiscuous Puppeteer relates to the woman, and in that story she helped a corporation that was up against terrible odds in trying to establish itself in a precious metals exploration endeavor in the western third of the United States.
I love it. Pick it up at Amazon.com, of course, wherever books are sold. I guess we're down to B&N now, but there's other places, too. So, Walter Biondi, what a pleasure to meet you. Hope to talk to you again in the future.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. It was a joy to be with you.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the nerves on the island.
Second and seven at the 11. Chase Daniel out of the shotgun under pressure. Throws back inside the five. And diving for the ball. It's fumbled and picked up in the end zone. Touchdown Kansas City.
Carr in trouble. Hit as he about to throw it. That ball is free. It is free. Going to be picked up by the Broncos. And this will be a Denver touchdown. Tony Carter into the end zone. Touchdown Denver.
Bobo goes quick screen left to play. He made the man miss. Left sideline. First down 50. 45 on the line.
His body throws, intercepted, picked off Boston 20-yard line. Boston up the field 30, 35, 40, looking for blockers. Norman emerges. Norman still blocking. He frees Boston, who's going to score a touchdown. High steps into the end zone, and then somersault.
Hill goes back up the center. Mason stays in the offset eye. Hill gets his back, looks, throws in the middle. Ball is caught. Ball is picked off. It's Irvin coming the other way for a 30-yard. He's down to 20, to 15, 10, but he is in.
takes the snap. He's back. Throws the pass. It's caught. First down. 45-40. On his way. 45-30.
Under center on first and goal. Play action, has time to throw. Throws wide open in the other half of the field. Kobe Kleiner. The flow in the direction of the play going right. Kleiner leaked out to the left, was all open. Caught the ball around the 3-yard line and waltzed into the end zone. Touchdown, Colts.
Yeah, it was a wild finish to a crazy year in the NFL. Don't worry, through the playoffs we'll still have nailed the score. People are wondering if anybody nailed the score last time out. Nobody nailed the score. I wish we had had a winner. That would have been terrific. However, we sure had a lot of fun, didn't we? During the regular season, it'll be fun, I think, when we go into the playoffs too as well, and then we're done with that. So remember, you can participate. All you have to do is, in our next show, second hour, last segment of the second hour, we'll be nailing the score. So that's later on, I guess tomorrow, we'll be nailing the score. Nobody nailed the score as the Cowboys were absolutely incredible over the Redskins, 44-17. And looking at some of the other finishes, and with the Cowboys, because of the way they finished, they now host the Detroit Lions, who lost to Green Bay in a playoff game, and making some history along the way. DeMarco Murray on the ground passes the rushing yards of Emmitt Smith in a single season, and also Dez Bryant with 16 touchdowns surpasses T.O.'s record in a single season as well. A lot of people thinking the Cowboys could be the team 8-0 on the road that might be able in the NFC to get through Seattle. I'm not so sure. It's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Matt, you, like me, are an NFL fan. You've been watching. Obviously, you participated in some of the Nail the Scores and fantasy football, and we had a Black Monday that we just went through where you had a handful of coaches who lost their jobs. Jim Harbaugh mutually really parting company with the Niners after the win on Sunday and finishing 8-8. But what a crazy finish, especially Carolina winning the NFC South in a subpar 500 matchup that now Carolina gets to host Arizona, who's got all these injuries to deal with and who's the quarterback. And they have a chance to win that game and go further in the playoffs. It's wild, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I feel bad for Arizona because they have this phenomenal defense. They're a pretty good team up until their top two quarterbacks getting hurt. And then you have to go to Ryan Lindley, who hasn't been able to do anything. And now they get to travel to Carolina to, when they have a much better record, they get to play Carolina at 7-9-1 used to play host to Arizona. So, I mean, got to feel bad for them, but it could end up being just like, what was it, Seattle in 2007, 2008?
Yeah,
when
yeah.
They had a sub-500 record, too, I believe, and the Saints went up there and got destroyed.
Yeah, crazy. You know, it's interesting. If you talk about Coach of the Year, does Jason Garrett get it for what he did with the Cowboys? Or does the Cardinals coach get it for what he was able to do? And I mean, now that, of course, with the injuries, you have to deal with that. But still, an amazing season for the Cardinals. And I think you have to give him credit.
I definitely would say that, Bruce Arians. But then
yeah.
Also, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of Pete Carroll. And what he did at the midseason point, he traded Percy Harvin, who is an amazing talent, to the New York Jets. And as soon as he traded away the headaches of Percy Harvin, they just go on this absolute tear. And you got to give him some credit for that, too.
Yeah, and you know, MVP is another thing to look at. J.J. Watt, who I like, who's the defensive stud for Houston, but Houston's not in the playoffs. Again, with 20.5 sacks, he had two seasons in the NFL where he's been over 20, first guy to do that. But the last defensive player to win was LT in the 80s. I think if you're looking around for MVPs, people are going to look at Aaron Rodgers, especially playing hobbled the way he has, coming back in this last game against Detroit. Also, people will look at Tom Brady. Maybe you throw in Tony Romo, but I don't think they'll look at him as heavily as those other two. What do you think?
If I had a vote, I'd definitely go for J.J. Watt.
Yeah, so would I.
I just think without question, he's been scoring TDs on defense, offense. He's everywhere in the field. I don't know how you don't give it to him, but it's been years since a defensive player has won it.
Yeah, it's like I said, you have to go back to the 80s in LT. So it's not usually what the way it goes down, but you know, maybe this will be the difference. If Houston had gotten into the playoffs, I think he'd have even a better chance. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. And you know what's also interesting, because it was Black Monday, the Jets are looking for a coach. The Niners are looking for a coach. Atlanta, which would be a great job to take, because there's a lot of good pieces still in Atlanta. Chicago, which is, to me, in shambles. You got Jay Cutler, you're stuck with him as your quarterback for all the money they hung on him. I think that'd be a tough job to jump into. So there's some openings now, too.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, San Francisco, you got to look at that job as a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
I mean, and if I'm a 49ers fan, I'm just downright angry right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
My ownership, because they can't, you know, have a nice cup of tea with their coach and they don't get along, they get rid of the coach who turned around the program. They turned around San Francisco 49ers back into a powerhouse that they were. Went to, you know, what, three straight NFC Championship games, a Super Bowl, and then they don't fire the coach. They didn't trade the coach and hang on to him or try to get some picks or assets back for him. They just let him walk away, and there's no reason for it to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was talking to someone today about this who is a big 49er fan, and I said that, you know, this, of everybody who has to be upset about any kind of house cleaning, this was the worst deal, period. And you mentioned it, not even getting anything in exchange. I mean, give me a break. But what he was able to do with that team, I mean, this team went to a Super Bowl and lost. I mean, are you kidding me? And now, you know what, that's Michigan's game, because Harbaugh is going back to his college alma mater for $8 million, supposedly, a year, which is huge for Michigan fans.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to think that the Raiders or the Jets would have traded picks to try to get him to clean up their football teams.
Yeah.
And try to get them back on track. So I think that was definitely a folly on the 49ers' part. But just getting rid of him in general, like, people say that he rubs people wrong, his act wears thin, but
who cares? He wins.
Get compensation for him if you're that mad about it.
Yeah, I agree. And that's what the 49ers CEO, Jed York, said. Philosophical differences that couldn't be reconciled between the Niners and Harbaugh,
yeah,
led to the breakup. I mean, that's wrong. Because what he was able to do for them, brutal. Great job on the highlights. Thanks, Matt. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods.
Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.